Joining us live, CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent and host of Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer. Good to have you with us as always. Bob, the clock keeps ticking. How's it that the House is not even in session now until next week?
Well, they're not, but you know, the president and House Speaker John Boehner did have a phone call yesterday, and I think there is something going on. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know how this thing's going to come out, but I think there are some talks going on now, finally, behind the scenes. There's been less talk in public now. But apparently there's some kind of a dialogue going on. I mean, you're now hearing some Republicans say, well, maybe there does have to be an increase in the tax rates, raise the tax rates for some higher income people, but not as much as the president says. Now, whether this will come to anything, heaven only knows. But at least they seem to be talking privately, and that finally, when we finally get to that point, that's the only time that anything is going to get done. But you know, we'll see what happens. But I think the chances are not absolutely zero that they'll reach an agreement. They may come up with something.
Now, our WTOP Beltway poll, which is out this morning, finds 78% of people living in this area, with Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, want Congress, want the White House, God forbid, right, to compromise, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think most people feel that way. I mean, I think most people want that to happen, but it all comes down to raising taxes. You know, Russell Long, the chairman of the of the Senate Finance Committee some years back, always had this saying. He said that what it comes down to is, don't tax him, don't tax me, tax that fellow behind the tree. and we're still into that. Everybody wants some kind of a compromise. Everybody wants a deal, but not so many people want those taxes to increase for them.
Isn't that why really this thing has got to be negotiated almost face-to-face, sit down, the president and Boehner?
Yes, it is. And I mean, it has to be something that they come to an agreement on, and then they come out and tell the rest of the folks about, because you'll never get it with this back and forth that we've seen so far. I mean, but we are moving into Act 3. Act 1 in these things, both sides say they want to cooperate. Act 2, both sides sort of lay out their public positions and say they'll never give up on their principles. And then they say in Scene 2 of Act 2, we can't accept what the other guys have put forward. It's not until you get deep into Act 3 that both sides stop talking in public and start talking to one another. I think we're getting close to Act 3 here.
I guess the problem is, though, even though we're getting close to it, part of the detrimental effect of this is already taking hold on us as we're getting there.
Well, it is. I mean, these are the things that rattle the markets, that rattle the financial institutions, the perception that they're not going to get a deal, or they can't handle it. That's as dangerous as you know, sort of letting the deal run out. But I think they are getting closer to something, and I'm not, as I say, I'm not sure what it is yet. But you just see a little wisp of information here, somebody else saying something over there. But I think it's good that they're talking to each other now behind the scenes. We'll just have to see where it goes.
Now, you've got not Batman and Robin, but another dynamic duo coming on your show this Sunday, right?
Yeah, Simpson Bowles. And the people who came up with that plan that most people say, well, that was a good idea. Why couldn't they do it? They couldn't ever get that done. But they're going to be back, and I think it'll be very interesting to get their take on it. We're also going to talk to Newark Mayor Cory Booker about where he sees all this going, and he's generally good for a quote. So I think we'll have a lively broadcast.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for being with us, Bob.
You bet.